This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. As we just heard, you're never too young to start your financial education. Of course, the learning curve is different for everyone, and so some of the financial lessons we're given early in life don't really sink in until much later. This week, we've got a funny woman from Minnesota reflecting on the money lessons she learned from her spiritual upbringing and how they shaped her spending habits.
My name is Maria Bamford. I'm a human being, but I also do what I perceive to be comedy. My father was a dermatologist and was the primary breadwinner, and then my mom was the homemaker, and then eventually trained to become a family therapist, but that wasn't until after I left the company. There was love. I had a really lovely childhood. I knew that we were okay. My mom took care of all the bills, and she would only get mad once in a while when she'd say, we're broke. But it was usually because of some poor decision due to compulsive shopping, you know, like, I shouldn't have gone to the Miller Hill Mall and gotten that sweater set. It was silly. My dad was a saver, so we did have a lot of powdered milk. The thermostat was at 50. He said, get a sweater, and it was chilly, very chilly in our house. Did you ever hear that biblical story? I was raised religious. It's all the servants, or whatever, were given talents. So all of them were given one bag of gold, okay? And then the master goes, I'll see you in 6 months. And then one guy digs a hole and puts it underneath his house. And then the second guy takes a little bit of it, invests part of it, so by the end of 6 months has three bags. And then the third guy, he like spreads out everywhere, starts a business, starts employing people. It's just like, he makes like 17 bags. And then they all go back to the master, and the master's like, oh, you're the most awesome one, 17 bag man. And I remember reading that when I was a kid in like a Bible storybook, and I was like, no, he isn't. It's the guy who dug the hole and put the thing under his house. Because it's safe there. It's safe. But that's no longer how I manage my money. Number one, I don't have a basement. I have a no-fee financial advisor. I do Susie Orman. I have 12 months of prudent reserve. I'm paying down my mortgage faster. I'm not totally up to it in retirement. I'm trying to save, and I keep track of everything that I spend, even though if some of what I spend is ridiculous. I just know exactly how much I've spent. You know, if I spend, let's say, $8,000 a month on coffee, you know, that's me. That's what I need, okay? You know, that's something that makes my heart sing.
Comedian Maria Bamford wants you to know she told that Bible story to the best of her recollection. Her most recent comedy album is called Ask Me About My New God. Send us your own lessons in family finance, tweet us at Live Money, or record your story at marketplacemoney.org.